For nearly a decade, she was the face of American foreign policy, first serving as U.S. ambassador to the United Nations and then as our first female Secretary of State. Madeleine Albright not only conveyed U.S. positions through what she said and did, she also often set the tone for meetings with what she wore. Albright had a special way of sending messages about talks through the pins and brooches she would wear.
It was a fun accident. When I became ambassador to the United Nations, it was right after the Gulf War. And the ceasefire of the Gulf War had been translated into a series of sanctions, and I had to make sure the sanctions stayed on. So I said perfectly terrible things about Saddam Hussein constantly, which he deserved. He had invaded Kuwait. And a poem appeared in the papers in Baghdad comparing me to many things, but among them, serpent. And I happened to have a snake pin. So I wore it whenever we were talking about Iraq.
The news media caught on to the symbolism of the serpent pin, and she took off with the idea.
When the ambassadors come out and you talk to the press, all of a sudden a reporter and a camera zeroed in and said, "Why are you wearing that snake pin?" And I said, "Because Saddam Hussein compared me to an unparalleled serpent." And I thought, well, this is fun. And I went out and I bought a lot of costume jewelry to depict whatever I thought would happen on any given day that we would deal with. So on good days, I wore flowers and balloons and, you know, happy things. And on bad days, I wore carnivorous animals and horrible bugs.
Albright's fellow diplomats also quickly caught on to the pins.
The other ambassadors would say, "So what are we going to do today?" And I said, "Read my pins."
Now, more than 200 of the pins and brooches from Albright's time as U.S. ambassador to the U.N. and Secretary of State during the 1990s and early 2000s are on display at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley. The exhibition is called Read My Pins, the Madeleine Albright Collection. Some are pins she bought and others were gifts from other countries, but all of the ones she picked for the exhibition have a special significance.
I had pins that were my kind of patriotic pins, flags and Uncle Sam hats. There's one pin that was a present that really was very meaningful. That was from Leah Rabin, the widow of Yitzhak Rabin. She gave me a dove pin. So I wore that whenever I talked about the Middle East. And then one time when I went to Jerusalem, I found in my room a necklace of doves with a note that said something like, "It takes more than one dove to make peace in the Middle East."
Was it something that you really had to put some thought into?
I don't want you to think I'm a complete lunatic here. There were times I did think about it, but I didn't take it very seriously. One time, I was negotiating the anti-ballistic missile treaty with the Russians. And so I had this pin that actually was an arrow, but looked like a missile. And I wore it deliberately, and the Russian foreign minister looked at it, and he said, "Is that one of your interceptors?" And I said, "Yes, and we make them small and you need to negotiate." They got it, and we all had a good time with it.
Albright admits she doesn't even know how many pins are now in her collection, guessing it's up to several hundred.
The reason there's this show, Read My Pins, is I had always tried to make foreign policy less foreign. The pins that are in the show have something to do with some foreign policy event, and it allows me to tell stories about it.
The longtime Democrat who served as part of the Clinton administration isn't talking about the current situation in Washington, D.C., but she says she's letting her pins speak about things like the immigration policy.
I wear different pins. Some of them help me provide a message. I actually love to wear my patriotic pins, my Statue of Liberty pins, because I have been very concerned about what's been happening in terms of the bans and the immigrants, and so I thought that wearing the Statue of Liberty was an important signal.
Read My Pins, the Madeleine Albright Collection, opens today at the Reagan Library in Simi Valley and runs through June 25th. The collection is being shown at 8 presidential libraries across the country. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.